Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Maddox, and over the next few episodes, we will spotlight Opry Next Stage, the inaugural class of 2019. Riley Green, Tegan Marie, Tennille Towns, Travis Denning, and Travis will be up first in this episode of our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. The pride of Warner Robins, Georgia. We visited with Travis backstage at the Grand Ole Opry House. We would talk about his first top 40 hit, David Ashley Parker from Powder Springs. We'd talk about Opry Next Stage and being part of that inaugural class, and of course, look back to his Opry debut. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Travis Denning.
David Ashley Parker from Powder Springs, November 27, turning 23. 5'9", brown hair, blue eyes, Levi's t-shirt, all American guy. Made all the right moves, said all the right things, showed up with smokes and a thought.
650 AM WSM, and always a pleasure to visit with Travis Denning. And I have to tell you, we just featured the single. I was hooked on it before I ever heard it. Because
oh, awesome.
I saw the title and I thought, this has got to be a great story. This
yeah.
has got to, and it doesn't disappoint. It is such a great song. And how cool for the debut single to be one that is just so personal to you, huh?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it was, you know, I think a lot of people at first thought, man, it's going to be kind of weird. You like telling this really personal autobiographical story. But the reality is that song is a lot of people's story. It's just really just the unique part of it with the name and other details is the only thing that's specific, but people lived it, you know.
Well, that's the beauty of, and especially all music, but especially country music
for sure.
It's universal.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Excited that you are part of the first class, the 2019 inaugural class of Opry Next Stage. And how cool to have that support from a place that's been around 90 plus years, and I'm sure in 90 plus years we'll still be here. But it's a great partnership.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's just, when I think Riley Green said it one time, he's like, man, when something with the name Opry says they want to help you out, he's like, that's just, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's been awesome just to be a part of, and of course share the stage with so many great Opry members and Opry guests, and be a part of that, you know, every night that I've been here. It's been unbelievable.
What was the debut night like? Take me back.
Yeah, that was at the Ryman, and
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. And Steve Warner introduced me, walked me on.
We got a special show for y'all tonight. Say hello, making his Opry debut tonight at the Ryman Auditorium, Mr. Travis Denning. Here he is. Travis. Yes, sir.
Hey, y'all remember that time Steve Warner introduced me? That was cool. That was cool. I just want to say every note that I'm going to play tonight is dedicated to Roy Clark. So thank you guys so much. Let's kick it off. Come on.
We always take it way too far. Yeah, where there's too much to resist. We always make it way too hard. And walk away after that third kiss.
Charlie Daniels played that night. And Charlie Daniels gave me his bow he played that night.
Whoa.
So it was a pretty legit Opry debut, I'd say.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. Did you find it kind of over before it started? Like, you're out there
totally.
Can I do it again? You know.
Well, and also that whole day, we filmed for, like, the Opry debuts special that you guys, like, do on YouTube and socials. Yep. And then I had a bunch of Opry Next Stage stuff that I was doing. And I thought it just was going. And then I played, and I went, Oh, yeah, we just played. I guess we're done.
Yeah.
I mean, what do we do now?
Yeah.
And so, and I really did. I luckily got to play twice that night. So the second time, I was like, okay, I didn't really have to do any filming or anything afterwards or before. I got to just sit there on the side of the stage and go, all right, this is awesome. Let's go do it.
Well, you're a veteran by the second show.
I mean, I've done it so many times.
Yeah.
I actually literally cracked that joke. I was like, they told me that technically this goes in as my second performance, even though it was the same night. So I just want to tell y'all, when you become a seasoned vet like me. The Opry, you just get used to this thing, you know?
Well, I was really looking forward to seeing the Plaza performance tonight. My partner in crime in the morning, Bill Cody, I was talking to him this morning. I said, man, I can't wait to see Travis. And he goes, oh, you know, I mean, you know he can sing and you obviously know he can write, but wait till you see this kid play guitar. That's probably the first love before songwriting ever came into the picture, huh?
Yeah, I started playing guitar when I was 11 years old, and that's just what I loved doing, and that's really what drove my creative sense, was just playing guitar, and learning to try and master that, be as good as I could at that. And then when I kind of felt like I went full circle and came back to, like, just kind of finding all these things in guitar I loved, I started going, okay, I'd love to put some words on this, you know, and create it even more. So guitar was the first love.
Yeah, that Allman Brothers cover was pretty sweet. I got a feeling that's one you guys have worked up before. Huh?
Oh, we do it all the time. Yeah, we do. We always keep, we kind of rotate Allman Brothers Band songs in and out all the time. We've done Whipping Post. We've done Rainbow Man for a while. And Rainbow Man's kind of on turn four, I think. I think we're probably going to start doing another one. And who knows what it'll be. But we usually will start sound checking with them and goofing off and having fun, working those kinks out. And then as soon as it's dialed in, we'll just
work it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it keeps it fresh.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I hear artists talk about influences a lot. And obviously, a lot of Southern rock would have fit in there. And you talked about Charlie Daniels. I'm sure there was some of that. Maybe some Marshall Tucker early on.
100%.
Too. But it's really rare. And I'm a huge jazz collector. It's really rare to hear someone mention Miles Davis or John Coltrane in an interview. And I can't remember where it was or who you were talking to that you referenced that. And I thought, oh, I love this guy.
I mean, I think all of the things I love about music and how broad my love for music is came out of playing guitar. So, you know, for me, whether it was Southern rock, classic rock, country music, pop, heavy metal, or jazz, it really came back to playing guitar. So, like, I fell in love with Wes Montgomery when I was probably like 15, because that was really the first jazz musician that I really enjoyed what he was doing. I just got it right off the bat. So he really was my gateway into other jazz, like Miles and John, who didn't play guitar. You know, they played brass, and so I mean, I just love it. I mean, if it makes me feel good and I like it, then I listen to it.
Yeah, there's something cool about that Blue Note label too when you pull out the vinyl.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. So, and let's just talk about songwriting for a while too, because you certainly had success there. How big was that first cut, just from like a confidence standpoint? It's like, okay, I know I can. I mean, I know I can write.
Yeah.
But now I know I can.
No,
write.
It was a bit. It was a. It was a real moment to walk into a Target and pick up a CD. And it's hard to do that nowadays. It ain't hard to do CDs.
Right. You're right.
But when I got my first cut, I was able to do that. And, man, it was just, it was validating.
Mm-hmm.
It just made it all feel like it was really worth it and that things were going to continue to look up.
Yeah.
I mean, and not that I was very, I feel like I've always been very welcomed here and have been very fortunate to see my career, for the most part, have a decent, just steady, slow, constant climb. I felt like every step was always the next step, and that was just awesome for that to be really early on, but knowing, like, okay, I've made a lot of these steps and I just got this big step that I wanted, and I feel like I can get a few more, you know. So it was awesome,
man. I love that you use the term welcoming, because that really is what the Opry is all about.
Totally. 100%.
Thanks, Travis.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our digital program director is Jay Patrick. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director, Nicole A. Judd. General manager of 650 AM WSM is Chris Kulik. I'm Charlie Matos. We'll see you next time on our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.